Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. I'm telling you about beside myself. You say, why, preacher? Well, I know the message. I know the message that God has laid on my heart, and I'm just excited to be able to share it with you. What a privilege. What a privilege it is, friend, to be able to preach the Word of God, to be able to look in the Word of God and be stirred by the Spirit of God, to be called to say, hey, son, you share this message with the people that are listening. My, what a great honor and great responsibility that is. And my, what a lovely thing it is for you to be kind, to tune in, to hear this old country preacher, this old dinosaur-type preacher that still spits and sweats. Don't make an apology for how I preach. Don't make an apology for what I preach. Oh, I apologize for not doing it better. I apologize for not being better in what I do. But I'll thank God. Listen, I'll tell you, I don't apologize for what I preach and how I preach. I don't even apologize for why I preach. Is it, why do you preach, preacher? Somebody needs to. I heard the call of God on my life one day, and listen, friend, I've not been the same since. I've opened my Bible to the book of Psalms, Psalm 83. I'm going to read, maybe the first 7-8 verses out of that great Psalm, and I'll share the message with you that God has laid on my heart. A real simple text, it really is. I mean, you're talking about country. You're talking about going to the roots of my childhood and of my upbringing. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do it to be negative. I'm going to do it just simply to use it as a pointed and poignant text. So you just pray with me about the message as God laid upon my heart. Look, before I do this, the message, Debbie's got a song she's going to do. In fact, this song is one of her favorites. The title of it is A Promise. And all that's what we're going to be talking about to a great degree in this message, about the promise that God has made to a people that are progenitors of Abraham.
When you see a rainbow spread across the sky, that is God's promise He gave to you and I. For just like old Abraham, promised him a son. When he gave him Isaac, the promise had just begun. A promise is something you can hold on to, and when God makes a promise, it always comes true.
Say amen. How many of you believe that God means what He says and says what He means? I think so. Thank God. Listen, Listen, God, hey, God is truth. The Bible said, let God be true, and every man a liar. And I believe that we can believe what God Almighty says. I believe we can believe what He has said. I believe we can believe what He is saying and what He always has said. Look, I believe what a horse sitting said to me one time. He said, son, what the Word of God says to me, says to you, what it says to me and you, it says to everybody else. And I believe that. Thank you, Debbie, for that song. It's a great song. Here in the book of Psalm, Psalm 83, it's written by a man of the name of Asaph. And if I remember correctly, he was one of the singers in the temple area. He was one of those that offered praise unto God. And I believe if I've read right and studied correctly, this is the last of his Psalms that he wrote in a series. Now, I don't know if it's the last one that he has written. I have to look up that someday and do a research of the 150 Psalms and see, but I know it's the last that he wrote in the order that we have them here. And listen to what he said. In this Psalm, he begins with God and ends with God, by the way. Two words for God are found in verse 1. Two words for God are found in verse 18. And oh, listen, this man by the name of Asaph was calling on God Almighty. Listen, the Almighty God, the Eternal God, He was calling on Him in this Psalm. He said, keep not silent, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God, for lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, now watch this, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent that they are a confederate against them. He said that the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes. He said Jerubal and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher is joined with them. They have hoped the children of Lot. And he said, now think about these things. I want to talk to you out of verses 4 and 5. He said, they have come and said, let us cut off from being a nation. Let me get it again. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. They have consulted together one consent. They are confederate together. I want to talk to you about this today. Hey, it just ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen, friend. Listen, nobody's going to bring an end to the nation of Israel. Nobody's going to bring an end to the people that we know as the Jewish race. And I say thank God for that. You say, why, preacher? Well, if Satan and all his hordes, if Satan and all of those that follow him believe him, If and it ain't going to happen, by the way, if he could ever do away with the nation of Israel, that means that God could not keep His promises. That means that God would fail. That means that the Word of God and the God of the Word would be null and void and Satan would win. But can I tell you something, friend? That ain't going to happen. What God promised, He's going to bring to pass. What He said, listen, friend, you can bank on it. What He gave in covenants to Abraham and to David. Listen, you can lay your head down on it. You can sleep well. In fact, you can rest your eternity upon the Word of Almighty God. Amen. I believe over in the book of Jeremiah, and I wasn't going to get this, but I'm going to if I can find it quickly enough. I believe it's in chapter 31. I believe God told Jeremiah to tell the nation of Israel, said, now listen, if he said this, he said, thus saith the Lord in chapter 31 of the book of Jeremiah, beginning with verse 35. He said, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and the other stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea with the wave, when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is His name. Now listen to this. He said this in verse 36, if. Isn't that something? He said, if these ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, I will cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, friend. If it could happen, it would. But thank God, it ain't going to happen. Amen. I mean to tell you, God called the children of Israel to Himself. God chose Abraham and his descendants to Himself. And I want you to know He gave them a promise that He's not only able, willing to keep, but thank God He's able to keep. And I don't know whether this prophecy of Asaph here is something of a day that's gone past. But I do know that it speaks about a day that is yet to come. And maybe it's both. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it is both. I'm going to tell you, hey, there has been for a long time a people that has been fueled, a people that has been fired by Satan in their angst and in their anger, in their wrath and in their hatred, in their vitriol hatred against the chosen people of God. And there's always been a people, I bless God, from the days of Pharaoh, right down through the days of a man by the name of Haman, right down through the days of a man by the name of Hitler, and others that I probably should take time to name. But oh, listen, they wanted to rid the world of the nation of Israel. They wanted to rid the world of the Jews. But it ain't gonna happen, friend. You say, why? Because God tells them. He tells them in the book of Isaiah chapter 56, verse 5. He said, I've given you an everlasting name. Isn't that something? Talking about Jerusalem, talking about that city. Now I'm gonna tell you what's the truth. The way I read this passage of Scripture, to me it's a little obscure. To me, to some degree, it's hard to understand. Is He talking about the name that He's going to give the eunuch here? Or is He talking about the name of the place that He's going to let the eunuchs rejoice in and worship in? Listen to what He said in verse 5. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of the sons and of daughters. And I will give them. I like this. I'm about to shout this place down. I'm about to turn spiritual flip-flops. He said, I'll give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. He was talking to the eunuchs of that day, but I believe He was talking to them about a place. I believe He's talking to them about a city. I believe that was city. His name, Jerusalem. I believe it's that city that God said, hey, I'm going to put my name there. I put it in the midst of all the nations round about. And He said, it's there. Bless God, that I'm going to make my name known. Oh, I'll tell you, listen, they want to wipe Israel out. Even this man by the name of Arafat. You know why there can't be any peace in the Middle East? You know why they'll never get a peace accord until the Prince of Peace comes, until that Antichrist comes, and it'll be a false peace, by the way. There'll be no peace, let me say it again, till the Prince of Peace comes. There's going to be a false peace. There's going to become a temporary peace, and I believe it'll take place not too long off. I just don't see the Lord just not coming before He comes soon. But hey, I want you to get ready, by the way. Do you remember Arafat before he died? I mean, every time he went to the peace treaty or the peace talk table, you know what he wore? He wore camouflage. He wore that arraignment of a warrior. That's what he was. You see the scarf that he had thrown over his shoulder, over his right shoulder, if I remember. Did you ever pay attention? He was in the shape of Israel. You know why the Arabs will not get a peace treaty with Israel? It's because they don't want peace with them. They want to annihilate Israel. They don't want Israel to exist. They don't believe they have a right, not just to that land that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all of his seed. They just don't even believe Israel ought to exist. But I'm going to tell you, friend, though they may want them to be annihilated, it ain't going to happen. Do you hear me? I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what. God's in control. God's in control. He's given covenants to Abraham, given a covenant to David. And you know what those covenants are? They're an everlasting covenant. They're a covenant based upon the grace of God. They're a covenant based upon the Word of God. Listen to what He said over the book of Hebrews chapter 9. My, what a great passage this is. Maybe it's in chapter 6. Let me look as I turn by. Yeah, I believe it is in chapter 6, verse 16 and 7. Listen to what God said here. He said, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Now, if you don't know what immutability is, it's a big word with unchangeableness. Hey, what God is, He was. What He is and was, He always shall be. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible said that He changes not. Oh, He's immutable. He's unchangeable. He's unalterable. He's unlike man, thank God. And He said, look, He said that He gave the promise of the immutability of His counsel. He confirmed it by an oath. He said, what was the oath? That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we have a strong strong consolation to have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. You say, preacher, there's only one. There's only one thing that He mentioned there. That's the immutability of Almighty God. That's the impossibility for God to lie. Well, He gave it to not only on that, but on His Word. I'm telling you, the Bible said, let every man be true, and God be a liar. I'm telling you, friend, listen, Israel is going to exist. It has. You say, why? Because it's God's chosen. Thank God it's the apple of God's eye. I'm telling you, friend, listen, it's His elect. I'm telling He had chosen it to be the head of the nations and not the tail. Now, I know that she for a long time looked pretty bad. I'm telling you, just following up in the captivity in its beginning, in the captivity there in the Babylonian for 70 years. Even kicked out of its nation because it rejected its king. 2,000 years, listen. 2,000 years, they were pilfered and pillared, were they not? 2,000 years, my. They were buried in the graves of the nation. But, hallelujah. I'm telling you, friend, listen, this year, 2017, this year, making this program, and in fact, I think today is June the 7th, when I'm preaching this, when I'm making this program, y'all know that today marks the 50th year that the capital city of Jerusalem, or of Israel, which is Jerusalem, is celebrating, thank God, its first jubilee. How wonderful that is. How exciting. And I don't have time to tell you and explain to you how important 50 years is to the nation of Israel, according to Leviticus chapter 25, I believe it is. But I want you to know the years of Jubilee were important to the nation of Israel. And it's this year, thank God. This year, after 1967, June the 7th, that the paratroopers of the IDF, bless God, recaptured the city of Jerusalem as its capital once again. Hallelujah, friend, listen, that'll make a Bible believer shout right there. I'm telling you, it's a remarkable year, is it not, in Israel, in relation to that nation, and in particular to that great city. And I want to talk to you about some things that I think's remarkable, don't you? For 2,000 years, that nation, for 2,000 years, friend, that nation did not have a place to call its home. It did not have a place to call its own. But 1917, 50 years, bless God, if you will, before Jerusalem was captured once again as that nation's capital, 50 years before that, according to the Balfour Declaration, the land of Israel was declared to be the homeland of the Jew. Isn't that remarkable? Thank God. They didn't have it for 2,000 plus years, but it was promised to them. Then in 1947, do you know what was found down at the Dead Seas in one of the caves at a place called Qumran? Qumran. Do you know what they found? They found, bless God, the Dead Sea Scrolls. You know what it was? In essence, above anything else, it was a copy of the book of Isaiah, which is known as the Mini Bible. It gives in the first 39 chapters of that great book of the history of Israel. From chapter 40 on, it talks about, bless God, the coming of Messiah and the forerunner. It talks about its future. It talks about its kingdom. Thank God, it talks about its suffering servant that would die for all mankind. I'm not talking about a nation, but I'm talking about its Messiah. Thank God, listen, do you think that it's a perchance thing that a year before the nation of Israel, bless God, was declared to be a nation again, that they discovered that one book book. That book of Isaiah is known as the mini Bible. Hey, I don't believe in coincidences, and do you? But in 1967, they had a six-day war in Jerusalem. I'm telling you, the Arab nations came against Israel. And you know what they did? Israel recaptured, thank God, their city of Jerusalem. And let me tell you something really quick. 2018, you know what they're going to do? Do you know what they're going to do in 2018? They're going to celebrate their 70th birthday. You say, why? May 14, 1948. Bless God, they hoisted a flag, declared themselves a sovereign state again. Immediately on that same day, if I remember my history correctly, I don't know, at least six Arab nations came against them. They were outnumbered. Bless God, they were outmanned. They were outgunned. But you know who came out victorious? That's right, the nation of Israel. Let me give you some things by a man to the name of Rabbi Judah ben Samuel. He prophesied back in the year 1217. Bless God that the people of Israel would know ten jubilees or 50-year periods of time. They had no 10 of them, isn't that something? He said, but the first state of them, that land of Israel would be occupied by the Turks, by the Ottoman Turks, and it was. For 400 years, the Turks occupied the land of Israel, and you know what happened? General Allenby led a combined force into the land of Israel, and bless God, took it over from the Turks. You know what Rabbi Judah ben Samuel said? He said, "Listen, it would lay desolate for one jubilee, and boy, it did." Did it not? From 1917 till 1967. You know what? They called Jerusalem a no man's land. In 1967, when Israel came in and reclaimed the city of Jerusalem for its capital, right down the middle of the city of Jerusalem, there was a line drawn on the east side with Jordanians, on the west side with Israelites. And you know what that line, that area, what they called it? They called it the no man's land. But oh, you know what Rabbi Judah ben Samuel said? He said, listen, after that tenth jubilee, bless God, it'll be time for Messiah. Oh, isn't that something? Is it coincidence? Is it prophecy? I don't know, friend. I don't know when Jesus is coming. I know that He is. I know the Bible said that no man knoweth the day and the hour. I'm not setting a date, but let me tell you what I do know too. I know Paul said to the Thessalonians in chapter 5 of the first book that bears their name, that he wrote under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. He told them, he said, "You have no need that I write unto you concerning the seasons." Excuse me, we don't know the day and the hour. We do not know the day and the hour. But let me tell you what we do know. We know Jesus is coming again. And I'm telling you, could be this year, could be this day, could be this hour. And here's what I encourage you to do. Get ready, sir. Get ready, ma'am. I'm telling you, friend. I'm telling you, this is remarkable, is it not? Hey, listen, it's not a coincidence that God talks to man's heart. He's done that for a long time now. I mean to tell you, He's done that for a long time. And the rabbi again said during that 10th jubilee, that final jubilee, isn't that something? He said that Jerusalem would be under the control of the Jews. And he said it'd be under the control of the Jews until the Messianic kingdom. Oh, isn't that amazing? Hey, friend, I don't know when He's coming, but thank God. May I say it again? I don't know when He's coming, but thank God. I know He's coming again. Are you ready? Is He coming for you? I mean, will you be ready when Jesus comes? If you don't know for sure, let me tell you, do it hurriedly, ma'am. Let me tell you, do it hurriedly, sir. Look, you get on your face before God. If you can't do that, you bow your fat head and you humble your heart and say, "God, I'm a sinner. I believe that when you came the first time, you came to die for the sinner. And I'm asking you to save me. I'm an old sinner. I need to be saved by the grace of God. I believe when you shed your blood at Calvary. I believe He shed it for my sin. And I'm asking You, oh Father, I'm asking You right now to save me. Save me for Christ's sake. Help me to live for You. Help me to be ready when You come. Now listen, if you pray a prayer, if you ask God to save you, He'll save you. Do you hear me? Hey, friend, we need to be ready. We don't know when He's coming, but I'll guarantee you the King is coming. I preached that here on the radio not too long ago. The King is coming, thank God. Who is the King of glory? Why, who is the King? Why, He's the King of glory. I'm telling you, He's coming. He's coming again. Be watching, be waiting. That sight to behold, He's coming again. You say, preacher, well, the Jews always exist. That's right, thank God. God's given them an inheritance. He's given the nation of Israel. Bless God, He's given them 300,000 square miles. That'll eat up not only Jordan, but Iraq and Iran, thank God. It'll go up there and get some of Syria, all of Lebanon, and go down and get to the borders of Egypt. I'm telling you, God's going to keep His word. And hey, though they want to get rid of Israel, though they want to get rid of the Jews, though they want to get rid of the children of Abraham, it ain't going to happen, friend. It ain't going to happen. But you got to be ready. You got to get ready. You got to ask Christ to save you. Do it today, would you? Do it today for Your sake and God's glory.
You are my Savior.
Until the next
time. Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.